White House spokesman Mike McCurry said today that the United States has warned Serbia that it should not take any actions to use any force against peaceful demonstrators. McCurry also said the United States reserves the right to take any action necessary, as he put it, to express its displeasure. News analyst Daniel Shore says such warnings fall far short of leadership on the part of the Clinton administration.
Where our interests are clear and our values are at stake, we must act and we must lead, reads the foreign policy gospel according to President Clinton. Certainly our democratic values, if not our interests, are at stake in Serbia and Croatia, whose dictatorial presidents refuse to accept the results of elections and who well-nigh monopolize the media. Push is coming to shove in the Serbian capital of Belgrade. President Milosevic is threatening to crack down on demonstrators who have been out in the streets every day for 2 weeks in the tens of thousands. They're demanding that the government respect the outcome of municipal elections, where the opposition won in 15 of the 18 biggest cities. Fawned upon by the West for helping to achieve the Dayton Peace Accords by nudging the Serbs and Croats in Bosnia, Presidents Milosevic and Franjo Tudjman felt emboldened to strengthen their own positions at home. Neither they nor their Western patrons have taken into account that often neglected factor, the people. Now the principal question appears to be whether Belgrade will end up looking like 1989 Prague or 1989 Bucharest. Prague, where a peaceful overthrow of the communist regime was achieved, Bucharest, where the end was bloody with the execution of President Ceausescu. Europe is trying to bring the dictators to their senses before chaos descends. At the European Security Summit in Lisbon today, speakers urged Milosevic to accept the election results. And at a Bosnia peace conference in London later this week, diplomats say that the Serbs and Croats will get a much chillier reception than they got in Dayton a year ago. But the United States government has so far said not much more than that Serbia will have to improve its human rights record if it wants to be accepted into the international community. The Clinton administration, which so often trumpets a year of peace in Bosnia, is reluctant to upset the Bosnian apple cart by confronting Milosevic and Tudjman. But it is the apple cart in Belgrade and perhaps in Zagreb that is in more immediate danger of being upset. And if the Clinton administration intends to act and lead where American values are at stake, that has not so far been evident. This is Daniel Shore.